This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Well, thanks again to Darren Smith.
Oh, good old D. Smith. Good to hear his voice again on San Diego radio airwaves. It's Ben and Woods here, final hour of the week. Andy and Elston coming up at 10 o'clock. We've got spring training. Sammy is going to join us in just a few minutes. I believe Mike Schilt is about to meet with the media, as he does each and every day. What was it? How many days? 195 games.
Yeah. In 219?
That means at least 195 media pregame media sessions with Mike Schilt over the next 7 months, starting today. He's already doing it every day.
Yeah.
He seems at ease. I've been watching Mike Schilt.
Now, it'll change. I mean, it's...
Is that just spring training?
I think that's the spring training vibe, right? Vibes are super high. You know, sky's the limit. Everything can happen. Anything can happen. Anything's possible. And then, you know, you lose four straight. And I would be pissed. You know, I would be pissed, too, if I was Mike Schilt or any manager. You know, and I don't know how guys like Will Venable are going to be able to get through the season this year with the Chicago White Sox. I mean, that's, you know, but I think, you know, you look at a guy like Mark Kotze, Benny, the perfect leader for the Sacramento A's right now. He had to grind last year. That was a really tough year for them. And the questions he got asked on a daily basis. I mean, put yourself in those shoes, man. And, you know, I think Schilt's the right guy for this gig. He does seem at ease. He does seem, you know, a little more comfortable. And that makes sense. You know, he's got a year under his belt here. And, you know, he probably looks around. He likes the guys he's got on his squad. I'm excited to talk to him next week. I want to kind of ask him and you know, talk with Schilty. It's so hard to get him to say anything critical at all, but like, what do you think you need to work on, right? You look back at last year, of course. And like, if you look back at last year's Padres team, and you were the manager, you were the manager, Paulie, or I was the manager, what would you look at and say, hey, man, early on, we need to clean up X?
That's a tough one for him, because I think he's the kind of guy who is constantly striving to get better in multiple areas for his team, but he also doesn't want to admit that there are things
there
that
are
his
weaknesses.
Team doesn't do well.
Yeah, so for sure.
It's kind of a conflicting of his own personality, his relentless positivity, but also with his drive for excellence and knowing that you can't get there and you're not even close to where you need to be at the start of the season. When he told us last year, yeah, we got a lot of work to do. You know, we'll get better. We'll get there by the end of the year. He's inherently admitting, but we're not there now. And that requires at least a little sense of a dose of reality that you don't hear from Mike Schilt.
I'll say this, man. It's pretty funny, Paulie. And I know you noticed this when we were out at Fantasy Camp, too. And maybe they're still up. Maybe they're not. We're not really allowed in the, you know, the clubhouse area. I may pop in, steal a water, as I always do.
No,
it's like a covert mission to go. I'm going to do it.
Get us in trouble.
Well, the reason that I want to do it is I want to see if those things are still up on the wall. Did you see what was on the front of like the lunchroom door?
I did.
About you saw it too.
I did.
The expectations.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
For
yeah.
hitting, for fielding, for running, for this, for that. And I go, well, that's new. I've never seen those before, right? And if I'm going to look at all those things that were pasted on the wall, the one I'm going to look at that this team could do better is probably base running early in the season, you know, stealing that extra, getting that extra bag, taking that extra base.
They got better last year as the season went on,
of course. But, like, coming out, more attention to detail would be great.
You know, I noticed those. They weren't just, you know, motivational posters like you used to sell out of your trunk.
True.
They're very specific.
Very.
And very Mike Schilt, like, it felt like the Mike Schilt's fingerprints were on those expectations of how Padres baseball should be played.
That's correct.
Before we do anything else, we need to give out the name of our biggest fan. If you get your name called, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973 and qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets in one night in the Odyssey Suite.
Like, whoa.
You don't get one ticket for 20 nights. You get 20 tickets for one night in our Odyssey Suite at a Padres game later this season. You can register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. And today's biggest fan is Nicole Hunter from El Cajon. Nicole, you got 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973. Still to come, we got Sam Levitt. Spring training Sammy's going to join us. I believe he's with Mike Schilt right now. And I don't know, maybe he can see if those posters are still up in the lunchroom hallway area of the Padres spring training complex in Peoria. We had the lineup earlier, for the San Diego Padres first spring training game of the season. We gave all the names, and I know you can't read too much into it. Obviously, not every star is playing. You know, Fernando Tatis Jr. is not in the lineup today. Luis Arraez is not in the lineup today. Jake Cronenworth is not there. Do you make anything out of Eggy leading off? Why would you lead off with Eggy Rosario? Any reason for it? Just because you want to get him his at bats and get him out, or
I don't read too much into. I mean, if you're going to ask a question, why is Elias Diaz hitting fourth? You know, like if you're going to parse out the lineup for the San Diego Padres today, why is he hitting fourth?
You've got three established big leaguers in the lineup today: Connor Gill, Manny Machado, and Elias Diaz. You know. Those are guys who, you know, Diaz has been to an All-Star game, Machado, obviously, and Connor Joe's, you know, has a few years of experience under his belt. They're hitting 2, 3, 4. Everybody else is basically battling for
a bench spot.
A bench spot, a spot on the roster, even, including Eggy Rosario, including Gavin Sheets. Oscar Gonzalez is in the mix for the outfield. Tyler Wade, I think, is going to make the team, but, you know, he's a bench spot type of guy. Tirso Ornelas is clearly someone they're looking at in left field as well. Brandon Lockridge, you know, his speed has given him probably an experience, gives him a bit of an edge, but he's got to prove himself as well. So everybody outside those three are, you know, kind of roster maybes here, but all, you know, feel like they've got something to show off here, and these Cactus League games are important for them.
Yeah, no doubt. But I'm not going to read too much into where guys are hitting, honestly, where even guys are playing. I'm just so excited that it's back. So fun to see them. I'm excited to see Ryan Berger, what he can do today, you know, and a guy that I think they think pretty highly of, and, you know, you'll see him for an inning or whatever. But it's also like, it's always fun to see, because we're pretty in the weeds on San Diego Padres baseball. It's also fun to see who's going to throw next and who's going to come in after that and who's going to go into this position. And there's a lot of names out there, Benny, and a lot of guys that I'm really excited to see next week when we go out. You know, you see the pictures of Kale Fountain walking around. And he
looks like a beast.
I mean,
he's their first round draft pick from last year.
Is he an outfielder?
Kale Fountain is a position does he play?
He's a monster, dude.
But he is huge. I mean, the guy is... No, he's a left-handed pitcher. No, that's Cash Mayfield. Kale Fountain is... he's an outfielder.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's all these guys. You're like, all right, now these guys are going to be getting some looks, some ABs. I'm excited to see all of them.
All those names are Kale and Cash.
Yes.
And, yeah, you got Cash was their first-round pick. Kale was like third or fourth rounder, but they paid him extra.
And then Kavaris tears as well.
Yeah, saw him out there. Yep. Haven't seen Boston Bateman yet.
No.
The really tall. He's the 6'7 guy from Camarillo High School that they took in the second round.
I am.
Hopefully we'll run into some of those guys.
No doubt.
next week. We're going to play Take on Woods here, 833-288-0973. If you want to get online right now, we'll play our five-question musical trivia challenge while we wait for Sammy to finish up with Mike Schilt. So you can give us a call right now, 833-288-0973. Paulie's got his Rindle Report coming up in our last segment. Maybe get to that big Wemby headline from yesterday. That's a scary story. If you haven't heard that yet, we can talk about it a little bit later. But that's a scary story for the Spurs and the NBA as well. And we did have a baseball signing yesterday. The Pittsburgh Pirates signed left-handed pitcher Andrew Haney to a one-year $5.25 million deal I saw.
And I did see that they are the leaders in the clubhouse for Jose Quintana. Did you see that yesterday?
Was that before they signed Haney or after?
I don't know. I saw the Haney deal, and then I saw that they were in talks to get Jose Quintana.
Well, good for the Pirates.
Yeah, good for them.
Spend at least a little bit of money here. All right, looks like we got a contestant on the line. Let's get to it. It is time to Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods.
Oh, we got Guy. I was trying to yell to Woods because he knows it's always a tough challenge.
All nervous.
Guy's on the line. Good morning, Guy. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Good.
Happy Friday to you. Let's get your weekend started on a good note and get you qualified for our grand prize drawing this month. It is a trip to see Motley Crue in their new Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live. At the Park MGM, March 28th through April 19th. If you beat or tie Woods, you're into the drawing for the trip for two nights at the Park MGM and the tickets. You can get your tickets to Motley Crue at Ticketmaster.com. Here are your categories, Guy. Musical JJs. Those are our five musical artists with the initials JJ. We got a mystery category, and it's also an all 2 second song. You know how that works. And then our new category, Lacking in Size. Five song titles that include a word that means... well, the opposite of big. You'll get that. All right, so musical JJs, mystery category, or lacking in size, Guy?
Go for the JJs.
Musical JJs. All right, today on Take on Woods, we're looking for five musical artists with the initials JJ. I know you know how to play. I think most of the tier ones know as well, so let's just put 60 seconds on the clock. Pauly, tell me when you're ready. Give me a thumbs up.
1 second.
He's never had me move so fast in this game before.
Yeah, Jesus.
All right, fine. I'll explain. If you want to pass, we can come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is the 2 second song. I just need to give Pauly a chance to cue it up, which he's still doing.
Almost there. Typically, they start right at the beginning.
I'm ready. All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Give me the title and the artist. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. The category, musical JJ's, Guy. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Nasty Janet Jackson.
Correct. After starting her career with the Runaways, which rock icon achieved legendary status with her backup band, the Blackhearts?
Stone Jet.
Correct. Born into a surfing family in Hawaii, which environmentally conscious singer-songwriter had a number one album in 2006 with his songs for the movie Curious George?
Jack Johnson.
Correct. Which powerful voice performer reached number one on the charts with her cover of Me and Bobby McGee after her death from a heroin overdose in 1970?
Janis Joplin.
Correct. Which teenage pop star hit it big on the Disney Channel alongside his siblings Kevin and Nick in the mid-2000s?
Joe Jonas.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's a JJ extravaganza Guy, who wins five. All Woods can do is tie. Let's bring him back. Guy, you are in.
I don't think he gets five here. I don't know.
He may miss three, five. I'm not sure. All right. Guy's score is locked in.
Nervous?
It's Guy. I'm always nervous.
I would be.
He's really good.
I would be here. Put your thinking cap on. All right. No category for Woods.
Doesn't he usually give me the category? He usually does.
Guy, do you want me to give him the category or no?
Hey, why not? I already won, right?
That's true. All right.
Five for five. That's great. Here we go.
All right. Yeah, you can do this, especially with the category.
All right.
Musical JJs.
Okay.
Initials JJ. Here we go. 60 seconds. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Guy.
Pass.
After starting her career with the Runaways, which rock...
Joe Jett.
Correct. Born into a surfing family in Hawaii, which environmentally conscious singer...
Jack Johnson.
Correct. Which powerfully voiced performer reached number one on the charts with a cover of Me and Bobby McGee after her death.
Janis Joplin.
Correct. Which teenage pop star hit it big on the Disney Channel alongside his siblings Kevin and Nick in the mid-2000s?
Joe Jonas.
Correct. Let's go back to that two-second song.
This.
Oh, you had it there for a second.
Who is it?
You have it.
Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
The song is Nasty Girl.
Nasty. You said it. I take your first answer. I give it to you. We'll give you the tie.
Yes.
Because it doesn't affect Guy at all. I will give you the tie, Woods. Congratulations to both of you on perfect scores in musical JJs.
I love that song. Right. Yeah.
Nasty. It's my favorite Janet Jackson.
I'm not surprised. You're an absolute pervert, and you always have been. And I'm glad that I brought that out on the air.
All right, Guy, hang on the line. We got to take a quick timeout. When we come back, spring training Sammy is going to join us from Peoria, Arizona, with the latest on the Padres as they get ready for their first Cactus League game. First, I'll tell you about SDFatLoss.com. My weight loss journey started about 19 months ago when I just looked in the mirror and I go, all right, I'm getting my 40s. I've let it get out of hand a little bit. What can I do to lose weight and lose weight fast? And I was approached about the SDFatLoss.com program. I said, all right, I will give it a try. Here's the problem. I love eating. I love real food. I've done the shakes and bars programs. I couldn't stick with them because... I just got so sad on eating those bars every day. This program, though, with SDFatLoss.com, I ate things I liked. I ate steak, I ate chicken, I ate ahi tuna fish, I ate vegetables, and I just did it in the right portions at the right times. Yeah, it took a little bit of an adjustment, but after a few days, I was kind of rolling. I was seeing the weight come off up to a pound of fat per day, and after 60 days, I had lost 40 pounds. It was life-changing. I felt better. I looked better. The pain in my knees and my back started to go away. All this can be you as well. Just go to SDFatLoss.com. Sign up for your free consultation. If you want to do the program, you're going to get $200 off right now in the month of February. So sign up today. Get that free consultation and join me, Crisello, Matt Scraby. They lost 77 pounds combined in the afternoon show. So many tier ones who have done this without exercise, without those injections that are expensive every single week for like the rest of your life if you want to keep off the weight. This, do it for 2 months and then keep the weight off like I did at SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com.
There we go.
All right. Professional here. Got one more giveaway still to come in the next few minutes. We've got the last pair of tickets to AEW at Front Wave Arena, AEW Dynamite Wrestling coming up on February 26th. Your chance to call in and win shortly. Spring Training Sammy is still waiting or is currently with Mike Schilt. So I thought instead of baseball, we can talk about some of the other sports that use sticks right now. What are some of the other sports that use sticks?
Hockey. Woods?
Hockey is one.
And lacrosse.
Lacrosse is another one.
Yeah.
Let's
golf.
Let's hit both of those. I guess old-fashioned golf used sticks.
Well, you just said yesterday, what's the name of that new show?
Stick. Yeah, stick.
So, I mean, I'd say that's pretty accurate.
I don't know. Are lacrosse sticks made out of wood now? Or are they like fiberglass?
Carbon fiber or something.
Advanced.
They're awesome.
Technology.
Yep.
But, the Seals are back in action. You got a game tomorrow night at home.
God, it's been so long.
Against the number one team, the defending champions.
Yep.
The team that had a huge winning streak until last week when the Seals went into Buffalo and beat them. And now they have a chance at revenge right away tomorrow night at Pechanga Arena.
Honestly, I'm excited to see if they're up for the challenge. Got our record back to 500, which I will say is a little bit disappointing, but we're missing some key guys. Trevor Baptiste has been out all year. He's the best faceoff man in the world. And when you lose, a lot of faceoffs, it's kind of tough to stay in these games.
I didn't realize he was out.
Yeah, he's been out all year. It's been a huge bummer. And I think
I went to a game and I didn't even realize he was out.
Yeah. It's been a huge, huge bummer. He's that good. I mean, he is like the best in the world. But 5-5 right now, still battling for a playoff spot. This is a massive.
Hey, just
massive
get in.
Game.
Just get in.
Gotta
into
get
the
into
dance.
The dance, as we've been saying. Yeah, they're the Dodgers. Basically, the Bandits.
The Bandits?
Like the Dodgers, yeah. Yeah, we beat them. Beat them last week.
On the road.
They were coming off of back-to-back, so they were a little bit gassed. But they're going to be fresh and ready to go. And
they're going to be angry.
They're nasty, dude. They are a nasty team. So I'm excited. I don't know what the spread is.
Are you not allowed to bet on Seals games because of your involvement with the organization?
Here's the deal. I just haven't found anywhere to do it. And it's not for a lack of looking.
Trying.
Okay? It's not for a lack of looking. I have not been told. We do not have the sign hanging up like they do at spring training.
Do not bet on these games.
Okay. It's a bit of the Wild West. But yeah, you can get your tickets at sealslax.com. Going to be there. It's Margaritaville night.
Oh.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett's old band leader is going to be doing a halftime show. I will be in my one Hawaiian shirt that I have. I'm going to, you know, I like to dress up. I skipped country night for obvious reasons, but I'm going to do Margaritaville night, and I'm going to embrace it.
There's booze in the blender.
Yeah.
And soon it will render
that frozen concoction that helps me hang on.
It's a great line.
It's a great line. I mean, that's like really, really good. It sucks that a frozen concoction is helping you hang on, but I also get it. I've been there in my life.
He eventually realizes that it's been him all along.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the problem.
He's the problem. Some people say there's a woman to blame, but... It might be my fault.
Yeah.
So yeah,
eventually comes to realize. Yeah.
It's going to be a blast.
We have Sammy if you guys want to talk. Let's do it.
All right, let's get out to Sammy. More stick sports like baseball. Sammy, spring training. Sam Levitt is with us. What's going on right now? A little late on the Mike Schilt this morning.
Yeah. Got to hear from the manager as always. So settling in after that. A lot of good stuff from Mike this morning about the lineup and his excitement to see some of the guys out there, namely Tirso Ornelas in left field. Obviously a tremendous opportunity for him this season, this spring training to make the ball club. Tyler Wade at shortstop, getting some run there. You might see him there a little bit more when it comes to this roster. And now Xander back at short. And when you consider who might play shortstop when Xander gets a day off here or there, Brandon Lockridge, I think, is somebody very interesting to watch in center field based on what Mike said today. You know, you look at this roster, there's not really one guy that you would point to that would say here's the backup center fielder behind Jackson Merrill when he gets a day off here or there. You know, certainly Jason Hayward can play out there. Tyler Wade obviously could play out there hypothetically, but I do think there's a reason that you do have Wade at shortstop today, Lockridge in center. Some talk about Eggy Rosario in the lineup today. You know, I thought something interesting as far as Eggy that Mike Schilt talked about today was Eggy obviously is somebody they played a little bit in left field last year. Him playing left could certainly add on to his versatility and his likelihood to make the team. But Mike talked about the way the roster is shaping up as spring training rolls along, maybe dictating a little bit where they may start playing Eggy more. For example, like if they need more left field help, then maybe he's going to get more run out there. But, Eggy is an infielder by trade, and certainly it sounds like he'll get time at second and third, and that may be dictated a little bit by how the rest of their team is shaping up. So some good stuff on the lineup today, and Cactus League Baseball coming up in just a little while.
I can't wait, Sammy. It feels so good to have it back, a real game, albeit with, there's a couple of guys in there I'm interested in. You mentioned a couple of them in Tirso and Brandon Lockridge, but
yeah.
Gavin Sheets as well is one that you got. Wait,
yeah,
it's Gavin. Gavin. Who's there was another
Andy Sheets.
That was Ben Sheets too. Gavin Sheets is going to be DHing today. He's got a lot of raw power. Like that's one thing that this team needs. Can play some first base as well. I'm excited to see Connor Joe, the hometown kid, as well. Mm-hmm. Nothing guaranteed really to any of these guys. So it's kind of important that they play well.
Yeah, I think it's very much wide open when you talk about the open. Roster spots, especially when it comes to the bench spots. So Sheets is another guy that Mike Schilt talked about today and obviously has power, obviously has a ton of major league experience. So I'm with you. He's somebody to watch. Another thing that I would say is important to watch today beyond what is going on in the Cactus League game against Seattle is Kyle Hart will throw his first live BP today. So we'll get our first look at Kyle Hart throwing to hitters. And I talked to Kyle today. You know, he's intriguing, right? He had a great season in the KBO, made some adjustments with a sweeper, with lowering his arm slot. You know, I think there's a number of different factors that went into his success there. It's interesting. I asked him what was the biggest key for him there, and he actually started his answer by talking about the ABS system that they have in the KBO, which I didn't realize until he started talking about it. But I guess last year they had the full ABS system, robot umps per se, in the KBO, and he talked about knowing for sure that he was in the zone when he was throwing. I guess having a better idea of the strike zone, and obviously the new sweeper was important for him. And look, I thought it was interesting, too. To me, he admitted, like, hey, I understand, you know, when you have numbers like that in the KBO, you got to take it with a grain of salt, right? Because now you see how it translates to major league hitters. So just an aside, I know there's going to be a lot of talk about what's going on in the Cactus League game today, but we'll have some video with the Kyle Hart live BP, and obviously he's a pretty good candidate for that fifth and final rotation spot. So that's something to watch today.
I think Kyle Hart is one of the most intriguing people at camp because AJ has had success finding arms in far-flung locations. Nick Martinez, you know, was playing in Japan. Robert Suarez. Yuki Matsui has been good. I mean, a superstar yet? Not yet, but good. But then there's always the Woosuk Go, who wasn't good enough. Like, okay, which direction is Kyle Hart going to go? You know, what did he see in Kyle Hart that makes him think that he couldn't possibly jump into this rotation? That'll want to be one of the fascinating storylines, I think, coming up in spring training for sure, Sammy.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think Kyle is, as Tom Cosgrove pops up behind me, I think Kyle Hart is definitely been, to your point, really intriguing because obviously I think it's because he made adjustments and then he had so much success. So I enjoyed talking to him today. I know we posted a little bit about him about a week ago, but we'll post some of that a little bit later. It's just interesting to hear some of the adjustments he's made and kind of his mindset is now he looks to face major league hitters once again. So I'm with you. Very intriguing and in a good way for him, a lot of unknown there.
All right, Sammy, we're going to take our last time out here, so we'll let you go. But I know you'll be covering everything over this weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday, and then we will see you. We'll arrive on Tuesday afternoon after the show. So looking forward to seeing you next week out in Peoria.
All right, guys, have a good weekend, and I will see you here next week.
I can't wait for our deli date like we had last
Let's go back there.
Yes, yes,
yes. Yes, let's go back there for sure. That was a good lunch.
Can't wait.
Peoria's most authentic New York deli.
Delicious.
We're heading there with Sammy at least one of the days. If not, I think we went twice.
I think we did, dude. It was really good.
All right, last time out. We'll come back. Paulie's got some headlines in the Rindle Report. Before we do that, though, I do have to give away our last pair of tickets to AEW Dynamite coming to Front Wave Arena on February 26th. If you are a fan, then these are tickets that you are going to want to win. Fourth caller, 833-288-0973. Going to win the tickets to AEW Dynamite at Front Wave Arena. Coming up next, what's that? February 26th is next Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, tickets are on sale now at AEWTIX.com.
But first, let us tell you, me and Ben, about Trust and Will. We both were approached, and I said, we were asked, do you guys have a trust or will? I said, I do not.
Neither.
I was kind of embarrassed.
I was too.
I was embarrassed.
I was
about
too.
It. Yeah. And I'm not trying to shame anybody, you know, out there around my age, 49. Of not, you know, if you don't have one, I was right in your same boat. But I was embarrassed. I go, no, I don't. Are you interested? Yes, I am. How does this work? And then they filled us in.
Right. You shouldn't be pulling teeth because they make it so easy at trustandwill.com. You just go to the website, you answer some simple questions. Yep. It only takes about 20 minutes, and you can actually get legal documents, a will or a trust sent to your home that will provide direction and clarity for your family if something happens to you and can save them a lot of hassle and heartache after you're gone.
Well, and money as well. Yeah. If you don't have a trust, your family is going to end up in probate court. It's lengthy. It's costly. They have to pay a tremendous amount of fees. It takes forever. Not something you want your family to have to do when you're gone. So all you have to do is go to trustandwill.com, trustandwill.com. Use the code San Diego, all one word, when you check out. You will get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents by, again, going to trustandwill.com. Use the code San Diego at checkout.
This hour, I'm Ben Woods, brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store and everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends April 5th. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Funny, I was just surfing my feed, and I came across a 10 News post about the Padres. And it's rare that I get my Padres news from 10 News.
I'm usually the one that gives
10 News the Padres news first, and then they post it, which is great. But this works in reverse this morning. And it is contract terms obtained for Nick Pavetta's contract.
Okay.
We knew it was a weirdly structured four-year, $55 million deal. We knew that Nick Pavetta can opt out after the second and third years of the deal. But there is a couple of other provisions in there that include the fact that the Padres can opt out of the contract as well after 2 years if Nick Pavetta is on the injured list for more than 130 consecutive days.
Interesting.
In any season or 1 year period. Also, if Nick Pavetta gets injured in a similar fashion, they can add a year to the deal for just $5 million at the end of the deal.
Pretty solid.
There is some injury protections built in for the San Diego Padres in the Nick Pavetta deal.
That's just an interesting deal.
Had not been previously reported. So there it is. He also gets a hotel suite on road trips.
Oh, does he?
He does.
He got the suite?
He got the suite.
Man. Lucky. I thought you were going to talk about Hooters filing for bankruptcy. That's what came up in my feed.
Hooter research.
Do you know that?
Bankruptcy?
Yeah.
People just don't like chicken wings anymore.
Or boobs. Or both.
I'm guessing that neither of those statements are true.
I thought I knew America.
I feel like both of those things will have everlasting popularity. Right? That was the business model.
Yeah. I mean, one would dream. The one, I can't imagine a time in America where you're not interested in one or both of those things, preferably at the same time.
Right.
Right? Alex says the wings are garbage now. Definitely changed something. Now, I took the boys,
the wholesome family restaurant.
Last year, as Bo was, making his foray into wings, that has stuck, by the way.
He
loves wings. That's all.
Good man.
That's what he asks.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I know, right? So I had them. They were fantastic. They've always been fantastic. I love the Hooters Naked Wings. And we had a great time. Now, I don't know if they have, in fact, changed something, because some restaurants have Chili's. Chili's changed my beloved Chicken Crispers.
Now, you'll often say that you do not understand various things in adult life.
Yes.
Like
deductibles.
Deductibles.
Correct. Or cable.
Tax write-offs. I don't understand bankruptcy because...
I don't either.
I mean, doesn't mean that Hooters is going away. You hear, oh, they're going bankrupt, they're going away. Never means that.
No.
It rarely means anything at all.
Yeah.
You know, our company went bankrupt.
We did, actually.
Radio company across the street went bankrupt.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's gone bankrupt. We're still here. I mean, you can still get your Ben and Woods. I'm assuming you probably can still get your chicken wings and Hooters and Hooters.
I think they are doing some restructuring.
Yeah, it's more of a... It's a very technical business, financial thing, when you have like creditors and stuff.
Jocelyn said, my son was taken to Hooters for his buddy's 13th birthday dinner. Now he won't stop talking about it. Thanks.
Wing sauce options or what is it?
Seen all the wing sauce options they had. That's absolutely fantastic, Jocelyn. And it's one of those things, like I can't have Bo's 8th birthday party at Hooters without running it by the other parents, right? Like, hey, I'm taking the guys to Hooters for some wings, but I think there would probably be some parents that wouldn't want that. Correct?
Probably.
Would you have let your kids go to
absolutely.
Yeah, you're not real stuffy.
Right.
People think you are,
it's
but you're really
X-rated.
Not. It's not
X-rated. It's
a X-rated. Yeah, they're in clothes.
Yeah. All right, we're going to check traffic one last time, and Paulie's got our last headlines here of the week in the Rindle Report coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report
with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Paul, good morning. Juggling very yes. a lot of balls. No over idea. Here.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my
pretty
daughter.
Much. I mean, this hour alone, he's doing like biggest fan, take on Woods at the same time, answering those phone calls.
Wrestling tickets.
Giving away wrestling
getting
tickets.
Getting Sammy on.
Getting Sammy on. And now he's got a round of
and
report.
And then on the same line that Sammy was on, our Padres broadcast later this afternoon is also on that. So I'm testing with Dave Marcus.
From the Peoria Sports Complex. Morning, Dave.
Do it live.
Dave, you there? You're on
Dave,
the air.
You're on the air. Let's
Hello.
Test the line.
There
he is.
Hey, buddy.
How are you guys? Good morning.
Welcome back. How many seasons is this for you? 60?
Two, almost. 32. But, yeah, it feels like 60 sometimes.
You're
the guys
older
in the booth,
than
I'm
the
sure.
MLS.
That's true. 32nd season. The great Dave Marcus, man. Look at you, dude.
Yeah, I know. No ambition. That's what I always tell people.
I can relate. 100%. Right. Thank you, buddy.
We're all good then on this line, Dave?
Have a great show today, bud.
Yep. Thanks, Paul. Yep.
See you, buddy. All right. There you go.
All right. Got that done, Paulie. Last thing to do is the Reindel Report headlines.
Reindel Report.
Yeah. Dazzle us,
you know,
Paulie.
This morning's been a little bit crazy. Awesome to have Darren in.
Yeah.
We talked about it at like 6:20 this morning briefly and said we're going to talk about it later. We never did. I wanted to get you guys more thoughts on the Four Nations face-off title game last night, USA and Canada. Canada did win 3-2 in overtime. Ooh. And I got to say, I had this game on the entire time, start to finish, muted on another screen, but paying attention, not a big hockey guy. Like, I don't know what it says. It's a me thing, I guess. Like, I don't know. I loved last night.
I loved it, too.
I don't know that I'm going to watch another hockey game, at least in the regular season this year.
Well, again, you know, you don't have a rooting interest in the NHL right now.
Yeah.
You do have an interest in your country playing against, you know, Canada.
There was some drama.
There. Olympic hockey, all that, like, you're... You know, rooting for or fighting for country and all that, and that's cool. So, J.J. Watt actually tweeted last night, the one thing about football you never get to do. You never really get to ride for your country.
Yeah.
He goes, it's the one negative about football. You can in baseball, you can in golf, you can in basketball, you can in hockey, you can in soccer. Football, no dice. But as far as the game goes...
It was unbelievable.
I'm telling you, man. Connor McDavid, and you know that name. If you're a very casual hockey fan, you know that name. But to watch him play, to watch him skate, to watch him handle the puck, Ben, incredible. And everybody tweeted, how is he left alone in the slot, wide open?
The slot.
What
is the slot?
It's the top of the, it's like the top of the key.
Between the two face-offs.
Right, yeah.
You know what?
Right in front.
I didn't really never know what forechecking is. They always talk about forechecking. And I just assumed it was checking, you know, when you smash someone into the boards.
Yeah.
But I was looking it up. It's actually more the strategy of keeping the puck in the zone so it doesn't go out. When you're on offense, you can't let it go across the blue line.
Yeah.
Because then you're offsides and you have to all skate out again. So the forechecking is kind of the process of keeping that positioning on the corners, so when the puck slides out, you don't let it get out of your zone,
right.
So you can keep peppering shots at the goaltender.
Boy, and I'll tell you, man, both goaltenders there in the last, I'd say what, the last 2 minutes of the third period, I was like, the U.S. is about to win this. They are just slamming shots at Bennington, and he made all the saves. And then conversely, down at the other end as well, man, it was a really fascinating game, and these guys took it way seriously. I loved it. I loved every second.
But I think I learned an important lesson from this tournament. And that is, there are sports that you truly are a fan of. We're truly fans of baseball. And we will watch spring training games because we are so diehard fans. But no one can be a diehard fan of every sport. There's not enough time in
the
day.
You really can't.
So what draws you in to watch other things that are not your team or your sport? And the answer is very simple. It's not country. But it can be part of it. You know, it's stakes and passion. If you think that the teams and the players are bought in, I'll watch anything. I'll watch soccer. I'll watch lacrosse. If the people involved are passionate and care, and you can tell that they are effort, I don't even need to know the rules. I'll figure out the rules. I want to watch people who are passionate and care about what they're doing competing against each other. And that's what I saw last night between the U.S. and Canada game.
I've said it so many times, and I'll say it again. It's why I fell in love with the NLL, the National Lacrosse League. It is literally why I fell in for it. You're seeing people playing sports for the reason you played sports when you were a kid. They don't make a ton of money. They play massively hard and fast, and they hit hard and they care. You hear them screaming at each other, and they're out there to win. And you know, look, most of the guys from the SEALs, they're brought in from, they live in Canada, they live in other places. They're not, yes, they're playing in San Diego, but they're not playing for San Diego per se. That doesn't even matter to me. I see the effort, the energy, and the passion, and that's what has sucked me in, man. That's why, again, yeah, I make money to go do the PA, but that's why I'm watching on my iPad on ESPN Plus them winning, you know, against the Bandits last week and screaming when Berge, you know, gets the last goal, and that's what it is.
But you can't fake it. Adam Silver can't just tell the All-Stars, hey, if you could just care and have a lot of passion for the All-Star game,
right,
people would love it if they were playing, but you can't fake it. It's got to be real, and it was real last night, no doubt about it.
Can the NBA similar? I mean, USA versus the world. You got a team with Kevin Durant, LeBron James, going up against Giannis and Luka.
And if they
Jokic.
Play like those hockey players played last night, people would eat it up.
I think so.
If they play like they play in an All-Star game, people wouldn't care at all. It's not the countries. It's not the flags. It's the passion.
The effort.
It's the effort that people like to see.
Yeah, I loved it, man. And I hope they do it every year that there's not the Olympics. They should do this. It was really brilliant.
Speaking of the NBA, bummer story yesterday out of San Antonio as star rookie Victor Wembanyama has been shut down for the rest of the season, and I believe the exact diagnosis was deep vein thrombosis in his right shoulder.
That's a great word.
Now, that's usually the thing that you get like when you sit in planes for too long, and it can be fatal. I mean, this is serious.
Oh, yeah. Blood clots are no joke.
The Spurs put out a statement. They said that after he returned to the Spurs after the All-Star game, they noticed that something was going on. They found this blood clot that was beginning to form. It says the condition is typically treated with blood-thinning medication, and that will keep a guy out from any sort of contact sport, including basketball. So I hope he's okay.
Yeah,
I hope he recovers.
You know, and hopefully there's no lingering effects. But if it comes back, you know, then he has to go treatment again. It kind of ended like Chris Bosh's career, I think.
Yeah.
But Brandon Ingram had it, but came back okay, I think. So, I mean, it's definitely something to keep an eye on that I'm sure the Spurs and really any NBA fan should be concerned about for Wemby.
Yeah, 100%. And then finally, there has been a very, disturbing trend regarding airplanes over the last, you know, month
Very
and a
excited
half.
To fly next month. Can't wait.
No kidding. We've talked about a few of them in the mornings. You wake up and you're like, another one.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on? Well, of course, there was one just a few days ago in Toronto. You guys saw that where the plane landed and flipped over at the Toronto airport. The 76 passengers that were on that flight, it was a Delta airplane, they are all being offered $30,000 each for their troubles.
I read that there's like no strings attached. I thought, so they can't sue? Like, this is like, oh, but you can't sue us. But they said no strings attached. Just
if everybody on the plane accepted,
goodwill,
that would be a $2.3 million payout from Delta.
More.
Too much? Too little? Where are we at here?
I mean, no one died.
You survived that.
Probably the most terrifying experience of all of their lives.
Correct.
Saw the video from inside where they're hanging upside down in the seats from the... It's awful.
I don't want to talk about this. I'm terrified.
I'll take the 30 grand.
I was more talking about the money.
I'll take it.
I mean, if that happened to you and they offered you 30,000, I guess you're not saying no.
Why would you say no?
But are you...
No strings attached.
Are you satisfied?
I need more.
For what?
I don't know.
For almost dying?
Yeah. What are they, multi-billion dollar
corporation? What's your almost death worth, Woods?
500K.
So you're almost death.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't really have a scratch.
Right.
It's just scared. You were just scared.
I'm going to need $500,000. It's definitely six figures. Not five. It's six.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah, you're walking away with 15 grand after taxes. Pass.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
$15,000 for that? No, more.
I wouldn't sign up for it. I'm saying if I lived through it and I was okay, I'll just take the 30K. They don't have to offer anything, I don't think. Right? I mean, there's no legal obligation. They have to refund their tickets probably.
I'm sure there's fine print and every airplane ticket that you buy, but do you get to sue them if their plane crashes?
I feel like you do.
I mean, was it a random gust of wind or was it a mechanical failure? I guess they're going to have to investigate that.
All right.
We're done. Annie and Elston are coming up next. We'll talk to you Monday morning at 6 a.m. Enjoy the Padres baseball. Have a great weekend, everybody. For Paul Reindel, Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Talk to you later on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.